Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride on the boat to China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince. Everybody, it's Ben and Vince show. We're back.
Yeah, Ben and Vince, both of us.
Sound very familiar. We're back. So, what'd you do in your time off?
Let's see. I wrote some papers, took some exams, went somewhere.
Went somewheres.
Yeah. That's it. Sure.
I didn't write any papers.
HBU? Question mark.
Is that like some new thing? Is that the new thing?
I wouldn't exactly call it new.
I mean, when's the first time you heard it?
I don't know, like some years ago.
Oh, well, the first time I heard it was like some seconds ago.
Well, I mean, I also heard it some seconds ago.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, but mine was like a small number of seconds.
Yeah. So yeah.
Oh yeah, HBU. I mean, I didn't write any papers, and then I went to work or something.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I killed someone. Also.
It wasn't me, was it?
It wasn't you that killed someone? No.
Or no, maybe it killed me.
Oh.
It wasn't me that you killed.
Well, I mean, do you know who killed you?
That depends on if it was you or not.
Well, shouldn't you know that? I mean, either you know it or you don't. It doesn't depend on if I did it.
So I read the Wikipedia of that movie.
Yeah.
And so it turns out, you know, spoiler alert, you know, for anyone who's wondering.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out that the plot of the movie is like,
okay,
there's this serial killer who, like, I guess kidnaps girls and like amputates their limbs.
Ew.
Right? And then Lindsay Lohan's character is like this, you know, really smart, you know.
All right, that's it. I'm out.
I guess she's like a penis or something.
What?
Yeah, a penis. You know, like that movie, The Penis.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Yeah. So, you know, she's that, and then you know, everyone loves her.
Oh, I get it. Because so she needs her hands. To play this.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, Aaron loves
it would be unfortunate if they got cut off or something.
Also, I guess during this time, she's, like, really creative, and, like, she does creative writing.
Oh.
She wrote this story about, like, some girl who has, you know, an altered ego or something.
Go on.
Oh, and she always wears blue, and Jack Nicholson's pissed. She always wears blue and you know, shit like that.
Okay.
Like all her stuff is blue for some reason.
Okay.
And so one time she's out with her friends and she like goes to go find somebody or something, and then she gets kidnapped.
Uh-oh.
And then
If only her dad was Liam
yeah, exactly. She gets took.
She gets tuck, yes, right.
So then what was I gonna say? So she gets took, and then like I guess the serial killer like amputates like her hand and one of her legs or something.
Gross.
But then she turns up like lying in a ditch in the side of the road, and she's not dead.
Okay.
And they're all like, that's really weird, because he's a serial killer, not a serial leaver alive,
Right.
right? So then,
Like most of us are.
she goes in the hospital, and everyone's like, trying to talk to her, and they call her by her name. She's like, that's not my name. And so she claims to be this girl, this alter ego girl.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, yeah, I'm a stripper, and
Yeah.
my mom was a crack addict, and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
And all her stuff is red instead of
Uh-oh.
blue. And then I guess in the end, it turns out that they're twins.
Oh. Wait.
And
Her and her alter ego, or her and the serial killer?
her and her alter ego, they're actually two different people.
Oh.
So the original Lindsay Lohan is dead.
Oh.
And but like I guess since they're twins, they're so close
Yeah.
that Lindsay Lohan too.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan
Dose,
dose,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah. I will.
Lindsay Lohan dose, she has these visions
Oh, come on.
of or I don't know. It's something like that. So she leads them to the place where Lindsay Lohan Uno is buried. And I guess they, I don't know if they catch the serial killer or not.
I mean, you'd hope that they would in a movie.
Well,
Or.
maybe I hope that they wouldn't, because then, he's still out there. And
Right.
anyone who watches the movie could get killed, serial killed.
Hang on a sec, though.
Or, even worse, they could make a sequel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but hold on a sec. So, according to my research, the title of this movie is I Know Who Killed Me. Yes?
That's right.
Okay, so like, in life, sort of my experiences have led me to believe that titles of things sort of have to do with the things themselves, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So shouldn't somebody in that movie know who killed them?
Well, yeah, the Lindsay Lohan dose knows who killed
Oh,
Lindsay Lohan
so
Uno.
how the hell can they not catch him?
I don't know if they caught him or not. I didn't watch the movie.
Well, okay, but like, I mean, like, knowing who the killer is probably at least half the battle.
That is what they say, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I
Yeah,
don't
I don't
know.
know.
Pretty disappointing. I'd be pretty disappointed in the police if,
If they knew who it was and then they didn't,
they didn't catch on,
yeah. It's a good point.
yeah. Maybe we should all go watch that movie and come back and talk about it.
Yeah. Movie break.
Yeah,
So are
exactly.
you excited for Kill Shot?
Oh, are we gonna watch it?
Yeah.
I'm excited that we already watched it.
Yeah, me too.
Because it was.
I'm excited that we are going to have watched it.
Yes, we will have watched it. We will have had to watch it, and we must have watched it in the future.
There might be blood.
Yeah. Huh. Joke reference.
There will be pee.
Why would you, what does that have to do with anything? So that was recap, three-year-old movies with Ben and Vance.
It's really that old?
I don't know. I assume. Well, it came out. That was the movie that Alex Heider saw instead of.
Well, no, hold on, because it must have been like this year, right? Because it still hasn't been nominated for any Academy Awards yet.
That's true. And yet I feel that it came out in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember, Alex Heider saw that movie instead of something else.
The Departed?
Was that it?
I don't know,
I don't
maybe.
think it was The Departed.
Iron Man?
No, that came out in college.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we all know Iron Man was terrible.
Excuse you, Eric Heisen. Who invited you on this program?
Yeah.
Okay,
Let's go to break.
let's go to break. Yeah, break. That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right.
There once was a town that worked so hard, there was just no time for play. But that all changed on this one particular day. Six Flags. It's playtime.
What I heard.
How was your break?
It was good. I got some stuff done, It's productive.
No, I didn't.
What?
I didn't get anything done.
Oh man. Sucks.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. There's a lot of ways of which I can think that
yeah.
Worse.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Well. That's okay, yeah. You any carrots over there?
No.
You know who.
George isn't here anyway, so
right.
We would eat them really fast.
Yeah, I was gonna say. That's pretty much exactly what I was gonna say. It's like.
You know what I'm not a fan of?
No, hold on. It's like, if George is known for anything, everyone knows him as the guy who eats carrots really fast, you know?
Yeah.
It's like. It's like, just calm down, They'll still be there. You don't have to rush through them. Anyway, what were you gonna say?
There's one thing I'm not a fan of. Oh man, Kobe just got hurt in the butt.
I'm sorry. I mean, okay.
If there's one thing I'm not a fan of, it's if there's one thing I'm not a fan of. It's taking sandwiches apart after they've been constructed.
Who does that?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people do it. They like take part of it off. Put some condiment.
Oh.
Like take it apart. Try it. There's something on it they don't like. They take it off. You know, maybe they only take the top part of it and eat it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not cool.
Well, I mean, what if you want to put a condiment on there that wasn't on there? Yeah.
You should have put it on there before it got made together.
What if you weren't making the sandwich?
You should have asked whoever was making the sandwich.
Well, what if you forgot?
It's your loss. I mean, because by opening up the sandwich, you're just compromising the integrity of the sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
And violating the sanctity of the sandwich. Also.
I know. You're basically anally raping it.
Basically.
At this point. It's a slippery slope.
You remember that guy?
Which guy?
Oh. The guy in high school who had that shirt.
Sylph?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember him. I just remember you telling me about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. I remember you told me that the shirt was blue first.
It was blue.
And I was like, why does it matter? After you finished, I was like, why did it matter that the shirt was blue? And you were like, details.
I mean, the shirt was blue, and, you know, that's how you knew it was cold and ready to drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Refreshment. The difference is drinkability.
Shut up.
What in the world?
That's the difference.
Anyway.
Okay, Vince. That's the difference between you and me, Vince. Drinkability.
That's pretty good.
Okay, thanks.
Probably
should clear out my Google search history right there. Anyway, go on.
Even searching for hot lesbian teens or something?
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Nothing like that at all. Anyway. Oh, speaking of searching, have you tried Bing?
What the hell's Bing?
Oh, it's Microsoft's new search engine.
What happened to MSN?
You mean Live?
Oh. Live didn't pan out?
Apparently not. Wait, hold on. Let me see what happens if I go to live.com. It goes to Bing.
Okay, so what's so great about Bing?
You tell me.
Is it like Wolfram Alpha?
Clearly not.
I mean, okay. So, like, Live was basically just like a copy of Google, right?
I mean, it was a search engine.
But, like, you know, there's, like, you know, Live Mail and Live Maps.
Yeah,
with, you
yeah.
know, satellite imagery and all that.
They had that creepily close, you know, bird's eye view.
Okay. I'm on Bing.com. I have to say, it...
is an exact copy of Google?
No. It looks like not a real website.
Because of this weird picture?
It looks like one of those websites where you go, you know, you spelled Google wrong, and then it's like, you know, things people are looking for.
Yeah.
Just what you're looking for, you know, whatever. That's what this looks like.
Why do you like
this? Also, I like this. Live search is evolving.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to Bing.
Welcome to Bing. And then it links to discoverbing.com.
It has this weird little picture of like a fake house or something.
Oh, it's a historical thing.
It looks like it's made out of cardboard.
But yeah, I don't know why you say it looks like one of those fake sites.
It totally does. What is this? Look at these links on the bottom here.
Yeah, they're.
What is this?
Popular Now. Oh, these are like.
Okay, hold on. When you mouse over the picture, this box pops up.
No, in more than one place.
Mouse over the box, it says, "This country is still beautiful, despite centuries of invaders, plagues, and religious strife. The last revolution was the Velvet Revolution arrow." What? That makes no sense.
Dude, there's more than one of those boxes. Like.
Oh, you're right. I don't care about this, Microsoft.
Let's learn about the Velvet Revolution. Oh, it just searches for Czech Republic.
We got Mr. Clean, find a good window washer.
Hey, that's my...
Slow and low.
Yeah.
Facts about cholesterol. And popular now, David Carradine photos, WWE Extreme Rules, Fell 123, Saturn sale.
Yep, those are the exact same links I have.
Like, what, I mean... I like how everyone wants to look at pictures of a dead guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I heard he died from autoerotic asphyxiation.
I heard that too. I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, that sucks.
Every war makes an indelible impression on the people involved, and World War II is no exception. That's one of the boxes from the previous photo from the previous day.
World War II isn't exception.
It's hard to look at this beautiful beach today and imagine the violence of the D-Day invasion. This is really stupid.
Anyway.
Oh my god, over 2,000...
is never gonna catch on.
Over 2,000 Americans died here on this day in 1944. Learn how and why.
Why and why?
What is that?
Waffle House.
Oh. But, oh, did you say Bing is never gonna catch on?
Yeah. What he was doing and where he was cooking and why and why.
Okay.
But yeah, it's never going to catch on. Like, let's be serious. If Live is not going to catch on, Bing is not going to catch on.
You probably...
It doesn't even look good. It doesn't. It needs to look like Twitter if it's going to catch on.
Hey, you probably didn't wake up today expecting an entirely new search experience, but Bing, here it is.
I mean, I didn't wake up today expecting a lot of things.
Yeah. Laugh. I think I should stop doing that.
What, saying laugh?
Yeah.
That's probably a good call. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So why are we talking about? Oh yeah, Google search history.
Oh yeah. Hold on. It says they're talking about all the features that Bing has. It says features like cashback, where we actually give you money back on great products. Like, How is that gonna work? I mean, that's really stupid. We sincerely hope that the next time you need to make an important decision, you'll Bing and decide. Thank you.
So Bing is
a verb. Yeah.
You can't just make something a verb.
I know.
You have to have someone else make it a verb for you.
Exactly. Thank you, Bing Team Microsoft. Take me to Bing.
Bing.
I feel like I could have come up with a better name here.
Well, that's it for our show. We'll see you next week or whenever.
Yeah. Bing!